fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have open lines the rest of the show. It turns out Dr. Huff has a conflict this morning, so we'll just continue with open lines. And the call number is 512-248-8252. If you're new to my show and you haven't heard some of my guests, I'm going to do a summary of who my guests are and their areas of expertise. I think that would be good. I recorded a show with Mike Adams yesterday. I don't know when it may already be up on his website. I don't know, at naturalnews.com. So we begin Monday morning with our friends, Andrew Butchin. Andrew is the director of marketing at EMP Shield. He's one of the owners of EMP Shield. He, like myself, is a veteran U.S. Army, particularly in psychological operations. We both served in psychological operations. And we talk about the threat of EMP and how to protect your home, your car, and your generator from both EMP and from lightning with EMP Shield devices. We hope to have a new guest to join us beginning this coming Monday. He's the author of a book on EMP. He's a professor at the University of Missouri at Columbia. And I'll be talking to him hopefully today and get more details from him. If he can join us on Monday. Beginning the second 2 hours, we have Sam Andrews. It's Firearms Monday. Sam is a very unusual guy. I've known Sam since I met him in 1994. He and I have worked some security details together. And Sam is an expert marksman. He's won more 1,000-yard matches than anybody else, as far as I know. He builds custom rifles. Remington approached Sam to take over and run their precision rifle division. They sent 4 executives to St. Louis. They spent the day talking, and at the end of the day, Sam said that he can't fix what they broke. That's what he said. He can't fix what they broke. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols in Lebanon, Missouri, world-class first aid training, the real deal. And the website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Moving on to Tuesday, the first hour, we have Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, a very advanced prepper. He's working on a hobby farm not far from me. And he's the real deal when it comes to preparedness. He's forgotten more about preparedness than most people will ever know. He's also an expert in the use of essential oils for health, for cooking, for insect repelling, and all the other things that, doing laundry, for example, that you can use essential oils for. Wednesday, the first hour, we have my friend Chance. Chance is an Army veteran. He owns a company that manufactures high-quality freeze-dried food. And we talk about the events today and how incorporating these foods into your daily diet will help you achieve your goals. And then we go to my friend Professor McKinney. I've known Professor McKinney for about 22 years or so. We first met. He had a situation I used my professional expertise to help him with, and we became friends ever since. Jim's the author of, I believe, 12 or 13 books. He's an advanced amateur archaeologist. One of my passions is archaeology. I'm no archaeologist, don't pretend to be. But he's so advanced that foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. How about that? And our discussions with Jim are always fascinating. I always learn something in these discussions with Jim. He has a number of interesting products that he offers for sale, including the Wing, W-I-N-G, Wing Generator, to be energy independent. The last hour we have my friend Jeff Nyquist. And I'll need to go back to the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. I skipped that. Jeff Nyquist has authored 6 books on the international commerce conspiracy. I consider him a bona fide expert in the international commerce conspiracy. Going back to Tuesday, the second 2 hours is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Dave Hodges, who is down there in the state of Arizona. He has excellent contacts that give him excellent information that he writes and talks about. My friend Steve Van Noon, former CIA field agent, who has excellent contacts in the Pentagon, in the intelligence community, in Israel, and so forth. Our discussions are always very important. Our new roundtable member is my friend Cindy Smith. Cindy is a political activist and stays on top of all the latest and greatest things going on as far as United States politics and geopolitical matters. So let's get to Thursday. The first hour, we have my friend Kirk. Kirk owns and runs a company that makes a complete line of water filters. He lives in a beautiful state of North Carolina. We talk about the events of the day and how getting your hands on these water filters could be a matter of life and death during a crisis. Very important. Hour two, one more popular hours that I do, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. That's Dr. Horowitz. And he brings a lot to the table. He's been warning us. He warned us more than 10 years ago what would be happening right now with viruses and biological weapons being thrown at us. He warned the FBI about an anthrax attack before it happened. That made him a suspect, believe it or not, because he issued the warning before the attack happened, which, of course, he had no involvement with that whatsoever. Dr. Horowitz is a real deal. He's his work is truly life-saving. It truly is. And let's see. The top of the third hour on Thursdays, we have my friend Brady Gupton. He's a production engineer over at Liberator Rocket Heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We have Liberator Rocket Heaters in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Winter's just about here, getting really close. We have these wonderful wood-burning appliances crated up, ready for shipment. All we need is your order to get them out the door. You want to save $300, you can come to beautiful Bourbon, Missouri on Old Route 66 and pick it up and save $300. The only wood-burning stove we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood. That's extraordinary. A wood-burning stove that has no smoke. The teenage son of my pastor was here to help me with some IT stuff last winter. He finished the IT stuff. It was a great help. And I said, come out here in the yard. I want to show you something. We walked out into the yard. It was probably 35 degrees or so. And I said, look at my chimney. He's looked at it. And I said, what don't you see? And he had this confused look on his face. I said, what you don't see is smoke. My wood-burning stove is going full blast, and there's no smoke. He just looked back at me and smiled and says, yeah, John, you're right. No smoke. That brings us to Fridays. This Friday's been a bit unusual. Randy Parker should have been with us this morning. I don't know what, something must have come up at the last minute. We thought we had Dr. Huff scheduled, but that schedule was off by a week or two. And Marie Lassiter, God bless Marie. Marie is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She's the author of three books that deal with identifying and gathering wild plants and herbs for health and nutrition. Now, let's not forget hour two. I alternate Fridays with Dr. Huff, who is my personal physician, and my pastor, Evan Bell, who is the pastor of my church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church. And they're both great guys. They both know a lot in their areas of expertise. Pastor Bell spent a number of years in Uzbekistan, I think it was, a predominantly Muslim country, as a Christian missionary. You know, something I'm not sure if I asked him or not is, was he able to have some Muslims convert to Christianity? I imagine there were some, but something he and I haven't talked about. But he has a unique worldview because of his living in that part of the world for so many years and traveling much of the world, also Europe and so forth. So that's pretty much the weekly roundup. As far as myself, I'm working on live streaming. We have not had success yet incorporating live streaming with Skype, so we're looking to go a different direction and get some video done. Mike Adams has offered me a one-hour slot on weekends, which I hope that's still open. We're initially going to have Dr. Horowitz with me to do a one-hour video. And we'll alternate with my other guests and possibly others who aren't my guests. I would love to do a video interview with Todd Callender, for example. Todd was on with me last spring. This is a guy who is doing extraordinary work. Most of his work involves representing servicemen and servicewomen who had problems because they refused to clot shot. Of course, they're the ones who are going to be healthy and be alive, as opposed to the ones who will be dead and dying who did take the clot shot. Our military is in deep trouble. I don't know what the percentage of men and women in all the various services are that took the clot shot, but it has to be above 90%, probably closer to 95%. I don't know. I know most of the Navy SEALs rejected that. I say good for them. And what we've done to ourselves is absolutely criminal. The communist Chinese and the communist Russians must be having champagne toast with strawberries as to their enemy, that's us, killing ourselves and saving them the lives of their own troops and the spending of national treasure when it finally comes time to conquer the United States. It's going to be a lot easier because of what we've done to ourselves with these COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. Now, going back to, I'm going to say, the spring of 2020, I was on with Dr. Horowitz. I'm going to scroll down on my website to this warning I issued. And here it is. May the 7th, 2020. So, let's see, May the 7th. So we had January, February, March, April. We had been into this 4 months and a week. This all began in January. This whole COVID-19 stuff in the United States. It actually began before that, obviously, many years before that, but the public became aware of it in January 2020. So here I am, May the 7th. It's an 8-minute clip, audio clip, where I say two things and Dr. Horowitz agrees with me. First of all, a safe and effective vaccine cannot be manufactured, cannot be fabricated, cannot be ready for use by the public in 9 months or less. And of course, Dr. Horowitz agreed with that because that's obviously clearly true. Now, I don't believe personally there is any such thing as a safe and effective vaccine on one hand. On the other, what they claim to be a safe and effective vaccine has never been produced in 9 months or less and never will be. That's my first statement. My second statement is my belief, no evidence at the time, my belief that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. That's what I stated. And even though I didn't have evidence at the time, that was my belief. I now have evidence from my private sources that it took 6 years to develop these vaccines. I do private consultation. There's a panel there at my website talking about private consultation. In fact, it's just to the right of my 8-minute clip, two panels over. And two doctors came to consult with me from the East Coast. The gentleman is a chiropractic physician. His wife is a nurse practitioner, which, in case you don't know, is essentially a medical doctor for all intents and purposes. One of their patients told him in confidence. Now, this woman works for one of the three COVID-19 vaccination clot shot companies, and I don't know which one, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, doesn't matter. She told him in the confidence of their relationship, the doctor-patient relationship, that her company worked for 6 years before the release of the COVID-19 vaccination. Not 9 months, 6 years. We hear over and over again that these vaccines are experimental. I disagree. They're not experimental at all. If you've worked on a vaccine for 6 years, you know exactly what it's going to do to pregnant women. You know exactly what it's going to do to children. You know it's going to kill people because that's what they were designed to do. You know it's going to hurt people because that's what they were designed to do. They were not experimental at all. They're doing exactly, precisely what they were intended to do, which is kill and hurt people. I was a really big supporter of President Trump. When he ran for election in 2015, 2016, there was only one PAC that had a brick-and-mortar office, standalone brick-and-mortar office for his campaign. In 2020, I was asked to take over that office. And actually 2019, I was asked to take over that office. And I did accept that assignment. And we're getting ready to go. And then the COVID-19 hit. And the lockdowns hit. And the donations stopped. And the office was shut down. I was honored to be given that position. And honored to accept it. If it was given to me again, I wouldn't do it. I'll probably still vote for the man, but I'm not going to devote the time and energy like I would have otherwise and devote money to this man who right now, as far as I know, on the 10th day of November 2023, still takes pride in Operation Warp Speed. That's what they called it, Operation Warp Speed, to prepare and offer to the public COVID-19 vaccination developed in 9 months or less. I can't do it. I don't see anybody else who has any hope of defeating Joe Biden or any other Democrat that they put up. It's becoming really clear that Joe Biden will not be the nominee. I don't know who it's going to be. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. At my website, you'll find the Energy Cleaner panel. Energy Cleaner helps you get past the arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get your life back. It helps you get the best night's sleep you've had maybe in decades. If it doesn't, there's about a less than 1% chance. I ship out 500 a year. I get back about four a year return because I don't work for that individual. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. That's what I do, for me to you personally. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. If you like what you see, go ahead and place your order, because right now, the Veterans Day sale is in effect until midnight the 13th. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check, be sure it's postmarked before the 13th. And, of course, my toll-free order line, don't ask my order takers about this sale price. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. They'll just take your order. I do the sale price refund manually. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. That audio clip you just heard was from the film Ford versus Ferrari, one of my favorite films. I've been an enthusiast of racing automobiles since I was a boy, particularly British sports cars. Began I was a young man in grade school, third grade, fourth grade. The young man next door was a student. He had a MG. I thought that was the most beautiful and fascinating automobile ever built. And then when I was in junior high school, another young man had a Austin Healey sports car. Once again, the same thing. So I was thoroughly enthralled with British sports cars at a very young age. I was finally able to buy my own. My first automobile, the Triumph TR3, which had won its class in Le Mans only a few years before. So it was a bona fide race car. And in my very mature 18-year-old brain, I thought that I was going to become a professional race car driver. That's what I thought back then. My trip to high school every morning was 18 and a half miles one way. Two-lane country blacktop, two-lane state highways, two-lane county roads, and a four-lane undivided U.S. highway, U.S. 61, 67. My angels were with me. I believe I was sideways on most of those curves at some point during my hundreds of trips I drove back and forth, sometimes going back and forth twice in the same day because of various events. And I did learn some skills. I really did. I learned what it takes to drive at speed and keep all four wheels on the road, which later on, when I got my second British sports car, I used in competition driving what we call autocross. And so that's a fun sport. Nobody can get hurt because the way the courses are laid out, they take a large 5 or 10 acre parking lot and set up a course with rubber pylons that they use when they paint the roads, rubber pylons. You drive between them one car at a time against the clock. It's great fun. You can tear up your car pretty good, the clutch especially, and the brakes, but more of the clutch, and have a great time. And I thoroughly enjoyed doing that, and I may do it again. But when I came to being a private investigator, these skills came in real handy, because I did a lot of pursuit driving, and I'm glad I had that training. So it worked out really good. Currently, I have my current British sports car is a Triumph TR6. Once again, a very competitive race car. It was and still is very competitive in SCCA racing. I'm sitting here looking at it in my carport. It's gassed up and ready to go whenever I get a nice day. I have a custom bumper sticker on the front of it, on the hood, just in front of the dash. It says, "Windshields are for sissies." I remove the windshield. I have two Brooklands as a brand, Brooklands racing windscreens, are each about the size of a loaf of bread, one in front of the driver, one in front of the passenger. They direct the wind up over your head, so the bugs in the wind go over the top of you instead of hitting you in the face. That's a good thing. And so that's my hobby. That's one of my passions. And we have about an hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
It's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 10th day of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. You spend a lot of time there, really, over 9 gigabytes of information, going back for many years. And my new webmaster, brilliant young man, is doing an excellent job keeping everything up to date. It's a task. It really is. We add to my website several times a week, adding new articles to the COVID-19 panel, with getting some specials up there. There's a special I want to talk about here for a moment. Simply Clean Foods. If you get their grand assortment, which is enough food for one person for 1 year, you also get an energy cleaner. Now, that's a real bargain. That's a real bonus. And if you take it, I don't know how long it's going to go, but it's in effect right now. We already had our first customer take advantage of this. What a deal. You get the food you need, and you get an energy cleaner. Plus, you get for the folks that are participating in this offer, they get mattress pads for 25% off. So that's right there at thelibertyman.com. Right next to that, ReadyPure has two extra premium ceramic filters that are offered with their deal, plus save $200. So their special deal, you save $100 on filter, plus you get two ceramic filters. And looks like we got a caller on hold. Looks like Georgia in Indiana. Good morning, Georgia.
Good morning. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I had something that I've been studying all about this since in the 70s, and about like the New World Order and all that kind of stuff. And I have never really heard anybody else come to this conclusion, but there's a lot of points that have been made through the years. Well, do you remember when H.W. Bush, his nickname was Gog, G-O-G?
I don't remember that offhand, no. Go ahead.
Yeah, they nicknamed him Gog. Okay.
Who did?
And then, of course, biblically, we know the battle of Gog and Magog. Well, back in 2000, I think it was 2008, on Israel, Joel Gallus on Israeli National News, and I think they've taken it off the Internet, but anyway, he was announcing that Obama was Gog. Okay.
Okay.
And then there was this little Jewish boy, he was like 15 years old, and this was probably 2007. His name was Nathan, and he had died and, you know, gone, you know, to heaven or whatever. Anyway, they explained to him a bunch of stuff that, you know, the Jewish people, unlike a Christian, he wasn't a Christian. But anyway, he was saying that, Nathan was saying that Obama is Gog. And if you put all the highly Masonic things together, you know, in Adam Weishaupt in 1776, that our nation was to bring about the Antichrist. And I think it's really important, this Gog thing, especially if we understand it biblically.
Okay. Well, that's a great call. Anything else there, Georgia?
That's it, but I've never heard too many people talk about it.
Well, I haven't either, but it's interesting nonetheless. Thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. I'm not a Bible scholar. Don't pretend to be. I regard the Bible as one of the most important books I own. There's about three books that I keep vacuum packed. One of them is the Holy Bible, the New King James Version. And another is the Special Forces Operation Manual, the one from the 1960s. It's 500 pages. I regard it as quote unquote portable war. It's the foundational book that Special Forces use when they go into an area to train indigenous peoples to fight for their own freedom. And Professor McKinney's pamphlet, he calls it a pamphlet, I think it's 60 pages or so, about surviving Planet X. One of the most important things in there is how to establish a new calendar using rocks. How about that? Why is a calendar important? Well, here's why a calendar is important. Following the passage of Planet X, the old calendar won't work anymore. So it's imperative, it's a matter of life and death, to know when you plant your seeds. If you choose the wrong period of time, you're not going to get a harvest. So that's a matter, literally a matter of life and death, to have a calendar that you can count on. And he has a way to do that, a simple way to use rocks and the sun to accomplish that goal. And I keep those three books vacuum packed in a safe place. So I know I've known a lot of preppers over the decades. I did my first paid consultation the summer of 1977, a very nice couple. They flew their plane. They didn't fly commercial. They flew their plane to St. Louis to meet with me for a day. It was a great day for all three of us. They learned a lot. I had a great time. And I still do these consultations. Looks like we got a call here. We got John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir. That was a very interesting call because I've been doing that same type of studying for over 20 years, and I find that very interesting because I have kind of maybe heard that mentioned once before, but I'm going to go look into that. But I would just like to mention something that I've never heard anybody talk about, and that's how the British, you know, burnt our first White House down in 1814. And it's called the Battle of Washington, and it was never rebuilt, you know. So the British, who owned the District of Columbia, took it upon themselves to rebuild the White House on their land, which our founding fathers gave to them, called the District of Columbia, to oversee what our state governments are doing. And they built it on their land, and they even had the audacity to name the street it's on Pennsylvania Avenue when it was stolen from the state of Pennsylvania. And the CIA are the new Nazi organizations that have made this all possible. Because in 1947, you'll notice how Bush was put in charge of running the CIA. And in 1945, when we let 3,600 Nazis come into this country, and our parents and grandparents didn't piss a bitch about it, it's a shame on them for that, you know, nobody questioned any of that. And then Bush was put in charge of running that. And then I think maybe you should, John, you should ask your buddy in the CIA, who's a former CIA, where these terror cells are, because it is the CIA that trained these terrorists just like they did Osama bin Laden, and then spill the propaganda out that we should be fighting him. He's our enemy, when the Bushes were allowed to fly his family out when no flights were allowed to fly, and nobody questions any of this stuff. And the CIA are Nazis. I mean, you just got to go back and look. And if all the evidence to prove all this was in Building 7, and that's why they dropped it. I mean, these people are clearly diabolical, and they know what they're doing. And those who have good memories and eyes to see and ears to hear from God, you'll have good recollection and notes and information about all these things that happened throughout life, if, as long as you're not into sports and music, sex, drugs, and alcohol. You know.
Okay, really, John, let's back up a bit. My understanding, and I haven't studied this part of history that greatly, but the British in 1812 damaged the White House, but they didn't destroy it. You're saying they did destroy it?
That's correct. It was burnt down by the British. It was destroyed. It was in Pennsylvania, which it is not now. It's in Washington, D.C., which that's the District of Columbia, and that is not part of the United States. That's foreign soil that we gave the British to oversee what we're doing. And until we clarify all that, we're going to always have this conundrum of misunderstanding, because those people know that they are working for the District of Columbia, which is British. And they know they don't have to pay taxes, and they know they don't have to follow our Constitution, because they live by a different set of rules. But they give the illusion and appearance on its face that, oh, it's Washington, D.C., the capital. No, our capital was burnt down in Pennsylvania, and it needs to be brought back. And until that does, I mean, it's clear and obvious that we've been taken over since 1812. I mean, clear and obvious. And ain't nobody saying or doing anything about it. We just keep playing these entertainment games or our happy games or holiday games. And frankly, I'm worn out. But I do appreciate your show. You have very informative guests, and you have very informative callers. And I just appreciate you, sir. Hopefully we can get to the bottom of this. But I implore you to ask your CIA friend where these terrorist cells are, because it is the CIA who is terrorizing the world. Go look at their website. We go where no one can go and do what no one can do. These people are Nazis. Go look back when the Nazis were brought in 1945 and supposedly exterminated, and then look at what organization was birthed in the midst of all that, and look at who was running it. I mean, it's so obvious. I don't know what to tell you, but we need to start hammering the CIA. They just changed their name, but they're running the same old Nazi operation.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, John. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, I disagree with much of what John said. There is some truth. For example, Operation Paperclip. The average American had no idea Operation Paperclip ever took place. They simply didn't. It wasn't until decades later that if you dug deep enough, you could find out that Operation Paperclip existed. And of course, the Russians brought in Nazi scientists to their country also. I've heard it said, there's probably some accuracy to it, the space race was nothing more than a competition between our German scientists and the Russians' German scientists, as opposed to American scientists and Russian scientists. There's certainly a certain amount of truth to that. Let's see. Looking at this thing about the White House and trying to get a handle on how much damage was done to it in 1812. It said the fire destroyed the interior and charred much of the exterior. So reconstruction began immediately under President James Monroe, and continued until 1829. They finally finished work on all that. That's that. There is evidence that the British have maintained control of some parts of the United States behind the scenes, especially when it comes to the Federal Reserve. The men and women who own the Federal Reserve are secret. We don't know who they are. We have some educated guesses about who they are. But the Federal Reserve, of course, really controls the U.S. economy to a large extent, not completely, but largely the Federal Reserve does. My state, the state of Missouri, is the only state that has two Federal Reserve banks. I don't know why we ended up with two of them, one in St. Louis, one in Kansas City. I've never took the tour of the one in St. Louis. I've been by there hundreds of times on various trips. It's an impressive structure. It looks like a massive fortress with stones that are 3 feet thick, 1-inch diameter bars over the windows. It's truly impressive. I've watched as trucks would arrive, armored cars would arrive, where they would have armed guards armed with shotguns, maybe submachine guns, that would stand in the street to, as the doors were being opened for this armored car to gain entrance or leave the building, undoubtedly full of cash and coins. That's what they do. They pick up and deliver cash and coins back and forth to different member banks. What role does the British government play in the United States right now? I don't know how great that role is. I know that they probably are at some level in the Federal Reserve to control what goes on with our economy. Every time England has got themselves in trouble with a war in the last century or so, World War I, World War II, we come to their aid and help them out. I love British people, their culture. Their government is pretty screwed up, however. The national health care system in England is a complete disaster, in my opinion. Their attitude towards firearms and self-defense are completely upside down and backwards, where if her home is being invaded by a criminal and she picks up a kitchen knife to defend herself, she's the criminal because she picked up a knife to defend herself from being raped or murdered. She's the criminal. How crazy is that? Of course, the criminals in England, they have all the guns they want. It's a status symbol for criminals in England to have a pistol of some sort. And they do have pistols. While the citizens, the honest citizens of England, are thoroughly and completely disarmed, it is possible to own a shotgun there. It would be appropriate for hunting rabbits or geese or something. But in terms of owning a rifle or a pistol, good luck. there's ways it can be done. The restrictions are crazy, where they have to be locked up in a private club, for example. You can't keep them in your home. They have to be locked up at a private club dedicated to that activity. It's hard to believe that these are the grandchildren of the men who defeated the German army. Hard to believe that. It really is. But that's what's going on there. What they've done with immigration, especially Muslim immigrants, is wrecking the country. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. That was a speech given by Colonel Travis at the Alamo in one of the, I don't recall which Alamo film it was. I think it was the one, the most recent one. I'm a baby boomer, and in 1955, U.S. companies found out the power of marketing to children with the Davy Crockett movie, The Alamo, with Fess Parker, 1955. Being the oldest grandson, I was gifted things that the other grandchildren didn't have. I had the complete Davy outfit, Davy Crockett outfit. The film had a large impact on me. I'll see, 1955, I would have been 8 years old. And it's a large emotional impact on me that it was. The makers of the film were brilliant in bringing the viewers into identifying with the characters and having empathy with the characters and being wanting to be on the side of the characters that were defending the Alamo. It had a great impact on me. And I had dreams for years afterwards that I would be one of the defenders of the Alamo. Of course, I wouldn't have a flintlock rifle. I would have a 1917 water-cooled machine gun, belt-fed, to defend my corner of the Alamo successfully against the Mexican army. But that's my generation, the baby boomers, the older baby boomers who were born in the late 1940s. It was a different world we grew up in. It was a lot different. I know in the city of St. Louis where I was raised, there would be a guy come around at dusk to turn on the gas lights. The street lights were gas lights where I lived. The milk was delivered by a horse-drawn wagon to deliver milk to every home that wanted fresh milk or lemonade or other cottage cheese, whatever they had in those trucks. There'd be vendors that would go down the street with a hand-pulled wagon selling fresh fruits and vegetables. That's the way it was. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.